Welcome to your smoothest spot here in the Temecula Valley at 94.5 KMYT. Good morning, everybody. Hope you guys are having yourselves a great start to your day. And if you're not and you need a little extra help, I always remind you to tune into the thought of the day in the 8 o'clock hour or as I end the show each and every day, reminding you to grab a hold of that day and make it your own. Because as easily as we can change our minds, we can change the world. So let's make up our minds to kick off our day with a great big smile. All those words, but if that's not enough inspiration, I figure I'm going to bring in a pro. She has done so many great works. She's been a professional triathlete. She's been a professional tennis player. She's actually just one really cool lady. Joining us on the phone this morning, novelist Alyssa Finerman. Good morning, Alyssa.
How are you?
When I got a chance through our friend John to get a chance to meet you and find out more information about you, you have truly lived an inspired life.
So nice of you to say that. I think it's a really interesting question because we need to ask ourselves every day, what are the things that inspire us? And everyone is going to have a different answer to that question. And I think society often tells us some of the things that should inspire us or we should be doing. And, you know, as you said, I played on the professional tennis tour. I went to Wharton Business School. I worked on Wall Street. But at the end of the day, the things that really inspire me are, obviously, I just wrote this book, Living in Your Top 1%. And someone wrote a review on Amazon, and their review was so incredible in the sense that they just said, thank you for changing my life. When you hear words like that, that's better than anything that you could do. And so, you know, talking about being inspired, the things that really inspire me are people doing the impossible, are people doing the things that they really love. You know, obviously there was this guy who won the NCAA wrestling championships, Anthony Robles, with one leg. And for some reason, here's a guy who thought, I'm going to be a great athlete. And that really inspires me.
Folks, make sure to visit Amazon.com and pick up her book, Living in the Top 1%, 9 Essential Rituals to Achieve Your Ultimate Life Goals. It is an amazing group. It is an amazing book. And one of the things I really thought was interesting was, like you said, there's different lives that we all leave. And the fact that there are different ways that we can become inspired, that we become motivated, and that we just enjoy this wonderful life we've been given.
Well, I think it's really important, and to make a distinction with living in your top 1%, and the book is called Living in Your Top 1% versus the top 1% of society. And like you said, there are 9 rituals, and I purposely use the word rituals because when we have a ritual, a birthday ritual, a holiday ritual, it's not optional. And when you're really trying to go to your next level, raise your game, live to your fullest potential, it's not optional, right? It becomes a way of life. And I just want to point out that people know about mindset, people know about goals, but it's really the power is in what we practice. And that's what starts to separate the people who move into their top 1%, their ability to take their ideas and put it into action. And so lots of people could have an idea that they want to start a radio station, but you did it. And so you put that into action. And that's really, for everyone listening, that's what I encourage. I love when people dream. I love when people have great ideas. But the question is, what is that next step that all of our listeners are going to take to get a little bit closer to their dream, to put one of their goals into action, so that if you and I were having this conversation in December of 2011 and we both shared, you know, great things that we did this year or wins, and then we asked everyone in the audience to call in and to say, hey, tell us one great thing that you're really proud of this year, what would that be? And that's putting your idea into action, and that's what we really want. That would be great to have everyone share that anyway.
Folks, again, visit her online. It is FINERMAN.com. Check out all the information. She's got some wonderful quotes that are what I enjoy are completely across the board, kind of like me, from Lao Tse, Alyssa herself, Aristotle. The list goes on and on. But at the same time, Alyssa, I got to ask you this. We talk about motivational speakers and the ones that we know, the Zig Ziglars, the Tony Robbins, the folks on that line. But with all the amazing agencies that you've worked with, Universal Sports, Merrill Lynch, RFG Financial, one of the things that you were very inclusive about in your bio was the fact that you were also very proud about the money you helped raise for the Cycle for Survival, an indoor cycling fundraiser you did that raised almost $8.5 million in supportive research for rare cancers.
Well, that's an incredible organization. Jennifer Goodman Lynn, I actually had the privilege of meeting her in New York City, and she's got an incredible story. She went to Duke undergrad. She's obviously quite smart, Harvard Business School, and she had a great life. And so she had one major obstacle, and that obstacle is she had cancer. And at that point, you're at a crossroads, obviously, and you have to decide, are you going to feel sorry for yourself or are you going to change the world and do something about it and fight for your life? Jen decided to really change the world.
And I think that is what's so amazing is you get a chance to find and meet these people. And is that what continues to motivate you as well? Is that through your travels, you do inspire others, but that yet at the same time, you find your own inspiration in them as well?
You know, Jen has incredible energy and her story is amazing, the things that she's done. And that is incredibly inspiring to me when, you know, sometimes I think we feel a little sorry for ourselves when we go, well, God, I don't know if I can do this. And then you look at these people who are doing incredible things, and it just makes you want to raise your game. And so I, obviously, Janet's a good friend, and she's just done, I mean, she's made an incredible contribution to society, and that really takes things to another level. And that really, those type of stories, they really do inspire me. But the incredible part about it is when I work with clients, I just had a client who moved from one finance firm to another one and is now running a desk as one of the most senior women on Wall Street. Those are incredibly inspiring stories because often it happens pretty quickly. And sometimes it's just a shift in your mindset that you are able to step out of your comfort zone, step into the fear, step into the unknown. And it's a shift in your mindset that says, you know what? I believe in myself. I can do this. And that is very inspiring. And there are so many stories like that. And that's what we need to focus on. There are so many people in this world who like the word, I can't. And then there are others who believe I can. And you just have to decide which camp do you want to be in?
It's an A or B question, yes or no. Do you want to be in that top 1%?
Just to make it really clear to, you know, all of your listeners, the focus becomes, it's not a comparison, it becomes living in our personal top 1%. And every single person on your call today is going to have a different level. And that's the beauty in it. It's like you go to a spin class and everyone in that class can be operating at their top level. One person can be, you know, a pro athlete. Another person can be taking a spin class for the first time. And both of them can be doing their best. And that's sort of the beauty in this. And it really takes it away from being a comparison, focusing on making the most money. And it's so important because I've seen people from any starting place in their life make a change and do something great. And that is a really, really powerful idea.
So folks, join us in those efforts out there to find your top 1%. Pick up her book, Living in Your Top 1%, 9 Essential Rituals to Achieve Your Ultimate Life Goals. Or you know what? Best way to find out and find out more information about all the amazing things she does, visit her online, AlyssaFeinerman.com. Alyssa, thank you so much. You definitely need to come back on the show.
I would love to. That sounds great. I love all the things that you're doing.
So, folks, keep yourself inspired, keep yourself thinking, and more importantly, keep yourself smiling. We'll have some more music to go right along with that and help along the way. Thanks for hanging out with us here on your smoothest spot on the radio, 94.5 KMYT.